Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host. Before I introduce my guest this morning, I just want to mention that we're moving up in technology. We now have our own app. You know, so you can go, if you have an iPhone, you can go to the App Store, look up WJBM, boom, hit it, and get it for free, and you have us wherever you go. We are still working. We had to jump through some hoops with the Android phone. So if you'd like the Android, if you'd like to have us on the Android, we're actually needing some people to text us or call us. We'll send you a link. You can get on it, and then you're supposed to rate us, and then they'll let us on ahead, you know. So we're doing that. But iPhones, we're kicking. We're alive and kicking. And my guest today, he's been on before, and love having him on. Very informative. Paul Summers, the Universal Banker Supervisor at CNB in Jerseyville. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yes. How many times have you been on?
Just one other time.
One?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we covered so much info
we covered
the last time. It seemed like you were on two or three times.
Right.
Paul, you've been with CNB for 6 years.
Yeah, going on 6 years, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. And what actually do you do at CNB?
I'm the, like you said, Universal Banker Supervisor. So we just take care of any kind of cash transactions, money transactions, deposits, and then we take care of any kind of account maintenance that needs to be done, open accounts and that kind of thing. So
I see. Now, did you grow up in this area?
No, I kind of grew up everywhere. So
okay.
I lived in Jerseyville for a short time, but we moved out kind of quick. We moved around a lot, so...
I see. Well, we're glad to have you back. Where do you live at now?
I live in Rude House, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Now, we're going to talk about something that really, these people really target seniors.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, this is the big target. And we're going to talk about scams and fraud. And it happens, I mean,
all the time.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
It's a daily thing.
Yeah. And, we're going to talk about what to look out for, and so anyway, first of all, there's this fraud and scam. Well, I said seniors, but you know, I get targeted. You know, I actually got targeted. I got this letter in the mail from somebody in New York that says that they're an attorney, and you know, I got $11 million waiting for me, okay, because my great-great-great-great-grandfather, Robert Lorton, had all this property, and there's no heir. So
of course there isn't.
There's no heir.
And here you are.
And all I got to do is, like, you know, correspond with this attorney in New York.
Probably give him some kind of deposit.
Yeah, some deposit. He's got a fee. I mean, it's going to be $11 million.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what's... What if I had to give him $5,000? You know, $10,000 would be a good investment to get back.
He's the only one getting rich off of that.
Yeah.
And you lose.
That's right. So anyway, so scams not only come by telephone, text.
Email.
Emails.
Text. Any way you can get.
And the old-fashioned way, letters.
You can even get them on social media. I mean, there's scams on... All of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a mess.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the phishing scam, this term. Go ahead. Tell me.
Okay, so phishing, not like the kind of fishing that we like to do when you bait a hook, but it's the same thing. It's like baiting a hook. It's an email, and it's PH, you know, instead of F. Yeah, it's phishing with a PH.
Oh, okay.
And so what they're doing is they're phishing for you to click on a link. They send these emails to you, and they look legitimate.
Do they call this bait, clickbait, kind of?
Well, Clickbait's different. Clickbait is what you get to when you see something online and you click on it and you think it's interesting to watch and it turns out to be a whole lot of nothing, but they've got you to click on it. Uh-huh. And they get paid for a certain amount of clicks. So clickbait's a little bit different from phishing. Phishing emails are an actual email that gets sent to you, and it could be like from a credit card company, a mortgage company. It could be from anything. And they say, you need to click on this link. And one of the big ones is like UPS will send you something saying your package couldn't be delivered.
Yeah, I've had that happen before.
Yeah. Okay. And you click on the link and they want to charge you a dollar, so to speak. And you get on there and next thing you know, they're ripping you off because they've got your information. They've got whatever debit card or credit card you use to pay.
So when you click on, you have to give up that info, don't you?
Well, you click on that link, and once you click on that link and you start doing anything, it pretty much starts pulling all the information that you type in. So if you type in that you want to pay that dollar, you're going to type in your debit or your credit card information.
I see.
And then they're going to have that because it's not real, and it's a hacker, and they've got code set up in the background that once you do that, you can't see what's happening. They're pulling your information as you type it in, passwords and everything.
I see. And so that's popular.
Oh yeah, it's a big thing.
So what's their game? What are they doing? They
drain get your bank account.
Take
your money.
Just drain it.
Yep. Yeah, they'll take whatever they can out of your account. They'll.
How often do you have people coming into the bank, or just some experiences of people coming in, getting conned?
It's an everyday occurrence with any kind of fraud. I mean, every day you deal with it.
You deal with it every day?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. So give me an example.
One of the big examples, like I say, is they'll get hit with an email. Or here's a bigger one. A bigger one is they'll be working on their computer and all of a sudden they click on a website or they go to a website and they don't type the website in exactly right. And you might be off just something. And then all of a sudden you get this warning that pops up on your computer saying you've been hacked and you need to call this number immediately. Don't close your computer down. Don't shut your computer off. Because if you do, you risk losing all your photos, all your data. And you know as well as I do that a lot of people keep their pictures and all of their stuff on their computers and their laptops and their phones and everything. They keep a lot of information on there. So for somebody to hear that they could lose data or they could lose all their pictures is kind of a frightening thing. And so immediately they'll call that number and they'll get a hold of somebody that'll say they're with Microsoft or whatever company that's doing it. And they'll tell them that they need to have access to their computer. And they need, a lot of times they'll tell you to download something on your computer, or mm-hmm. they'll tell you to click on this and do this. And they'll give you instructions as they go. And once they do that, and once you start doing that, they're going to, in the background again, they're going to go through everything on your computer. They're going to find your files. They're going to find your banking information. They're going to find your everything about your banking information, and they're going to take that and they're going to pull money out of your accounts. That's a big one.
That's the big one. But that's through email, but there's some.
Well, that's through emails and just being on a computer.
On a website.
Yeah.
And I guess what they do is, for example, let's say you're punching in a website, mm-hmm. you're punching in, and they go in ahead of time and they control all these misspells,
yeah.
So it comes straight to them.
Yeah, and another big one is the biggest place that you can go to have problems is Facebook.
Really?
It's a nightmare because if you see something, a lot of times there's all advertisements. Usually the second thing you scroll down on Facebook, you'll see a post, and then the second thing is an advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's always advertisements that you see. And a lot of times when you're on your phone, when you go to search a website or you Google search something, it's pulling that data and it's using that to target things that interest you. So then those show up on your feed. And then you click on one of those, and next, let's say, well, recently I saw a pair of cowboy boots on there that I thought was really cool, and I want to see how much they were.
Yeah.
I don't buy anything from Facebook, but I just want to see how much they were on this page. And now, if I scroll through my feed, like almost every ad is about cowboy boots.
Yeah.
And if you buy from these sites that are on Facebook, more than likely you're buying from a scam site. It can say Amazon, but it's not Amazon. It can say Walmart, and it's not Walmart. It's not the company you're going to. What I do...
Number one rule, don't buy on Facebook.
Don't buy anything on Facebook.
Don't buy anything on Facebook.
Click on that stuff. You can click on those ads and look at it, but if you really legitimately want to buy that, find out what the name of the company is, find out what their web address is, and literally go out to your browser and type in that website of that company and go to their legitimate site, because if you're doing it from Facebook, more than likely you're clicking on a scam site. And then you're going to buy something and you're going to pay for something and you're never going to get what you paid for, and you're going to be out that. And then you're going to come and see me because you've got fraud on your account because you bought something off of Facebook that wasn't legitimate.
Yeah.
Temu's another one. Everybody uses this Temu and they do that. It's horrible.
Okay.
Because you can easily get
Temu. T-E-M-U.
Yeah. Temu, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
It's basically a Chinese company that, you know, sells things very cheap
yeah.
and very inexpensive.
But right underneath that is the
scam. On those, and there's data miners that when you go there, there's a lot of times people, they'll sell your information to the dark web and those people out there that are doing, you know, bad things.
Yes. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Paul Summers with me, the Universal Bank Supervisor at CMB in Jerseyville. We're talking about scams. Hey, how about, you know, I just know, you know, I know personally where phone scams, you know, and I can see phone scams. You know, my mother, who lived by herself, she'd get a phone call from somebody and, you know, they seem so nice on the phone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
phone scams are another big one. Not as big, they're still pretty big. They're not as big as phishing, or they're not as big as text message campaigns.
Okay. How about the text message campaigns?
The text message campaigns, there's a couple recent ones that are going around. One of them is you are needing to pay a toll. The state is sending you a message saying you owe this on a toll, and if you don't pay it, you know, there's consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is you don't have very many toll roads
around
here.
No.
I mean, unless you were up by Chicago or you were in an area out of state or somewhere where there are toll roads.
Yeah.
Unless you've been someplace like that, then you know it's a scam.
Yeah, but if you live around Chicago or something, you could fall for it pretty easy.
Oh, yeah, you could fall for it real easy. But those things like that, once again, you click on them, you go to those sites, and next thing you know, you're having a lot of problems because they've got your information.
Yeah. I know I've had texts before, UPS.
UPS.
Texts.
Telling you that your package couldn't be delivered. It's the same thing as the email. You'll get something from them saying and it's usually UPS. I've never gotten anything that says FedEx or DHL or any of those other companies. It's always UPS.
Don't they spell it differently or not?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
But there's a lot of things like on websites and things like that. Like when you go to Amazon from Facebook, there's a lot of times the it will look legit, but there's might be some inconsistencies that are hard to spot, like the way they spell it or the letters that they use. But if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yes.
And if they're telling you you need to click on this because you have a package that couldn't be delivered, you know, it's just no.
So if grandma or grandpa's on their computer, something like this pops up, they're nervous, what do they do?
Ignore it. Delete the email.
Just delete it.
If it pops up on your screen that you need to call this number because your computer's been attacked and you can't get out of it, shut your computer down regardless of what they tell you. Shut your computer down and don't contact them. Don't click on anything else. Shut your computer off and restart it.
Okay. How about with the phone messages?
Just ignore them. Don't click on anything. Don't open them. Because sometimes just by simply opening an email, you can cause a risk. So if you see something that doesn't look legit or you don't know, don't mess with it.
Give me an example of don't use any names, but just give me an example of a recent scam that you've experienced with folks.
Well, the big one now also is bank. They get a phone call from quote unquote their bank.
Yeah.
Saying they've got, this is the fraud division, and we're calling to tell you that there's a problem on your account, and we think your account was hacked, but we think it was an inside job.
Yeah.
And then they'll tell you, say, we want you to go to the bank, and we want you to draw out a certain X amount of dollars, and we want you to go and buy Bitcoin. And this is, and then we're going to get this cleared up. Okay. First off, if you have some kind of fraud on your account, we're not going to charge you to fix whatever's going on in your account.
Right.
And we're not going to call you and tell you that you need to go buy Bitcoin to help alleviate a problem.
Yeah.
The big thing is they'll tell you, they'll call you and they'll tell you, stay on the line. Don't hang up. I want you to go to your bank and I want you to tell them this, you know, I want you to tell them it's a family emergency. I want you to tell them that you've got some kind of construction going on at your house. You just tell them that you need the money because you're going to buy something, but don't tell them why you're going and why you're really getting the money.
Because we're still investigating.
Because, yeah. Yeah. And they make it sound legit and they make it sound good, but it's not.
So you've had people do this to you and come in and...
There's people that do that, yeah.
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 And do they believe you? You know, like come in, I'm sure that they're going, oh no, I got to do this.
The big thing is people are nervous and they're scared.
Yeah.
The one thing you don't want to mess with is people's money. And when you start making people think that there's an issue, then it causes them to really be scared and really be nervous and react in a way that they normally wouldn't. Because fear's a powerful thing. So
yes, and this is happening all the time.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah, and staying ahead of the scammers and the people that do that is a lot.
Hey, touch on that. And actually, we talked about it before, but I'd like to just shoot a brief. The one where what they do on the internet, getting to know people, and then like girlfriend, boyfriend.
Oh, sweetheart scams.
Sweetheart scams and even like scams where they act like they're a grandson or something. Yeah. They're in jail. Explain a couple of those for listeners.
One of them is the scam where you get a phone call late at night saying that your grandchild has been arrested in some other state and that you need to pay their bail money. And, you know, they'll tell you that or they've been in an accident and they need you to send money to help pay for whatever, medical bills or something like that. That one is used a lot. It's not as common as it used to be.
So what if your grandson was in an accident? I mean, how do you know the difference?
You actually find out, say, where's the accident? And you call that, you find out the name of the sheriff's department and you call that sheriff's department.
Yeah, ask
for the sheriff's department.
Yeah. Yeah. And then call there.
You call the sheriff's department. Yeah.
Yes.
The other one is the sweetheart scams is somebody will send something and say, I'm over here in this other country and I can't leave because I've got this going on, I've got that going on, or they're not allowing me to leave, and in order for me to leave, I need money in order to pay these people. And so they'll find some, and then they'll basically start talking to these people and telling them, you know, how much they love them and how important they are to them, and they draw them in with these scams saying that they're, you know, somebody that they could have a relationship with once they come to the country.
Yeah.
So, and I know a lady personally that used to work with my wife that got into one of these things, and she was supposed to go meet this guy at the airport. Well, he never showed up because he's not legit. I mean, he's a real person, but everything about what he was doing was not real.
You know, and I can see that happening today because there's so much dating online, you know, and stuff like that. I mean, I could see it.
Yeah.
See him that coming across.
The computers are a great thing, but at the same time, with every good thing comes the other side of it. And that's the bad side of things. And social media and phones have made it so easy anymore because everybody has a phone.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a phone. And everybody uses that phone on a regular basis. And a majority of the people have Facebook or TikTok or Instagram or some of those Snapchat, some of those things out there. All of those platforms are a breeding ground for fraud.
Now, did you say when we talked last that usually this is happening overseas? They're doing, like, the operators are overseas?
Yeah, they make it sound like they're here in the States, but it's really someplace, you know, overseas. A lot of times it's somewhere in India. But it varies. There's some places out of Africa that you know, have their scams. And so
if they operated a scam like that in the U.S., do you think they'd be found out by the FBI?
I think it'd be easier. I think they could. Yeah. But I mean, I've watched videos on YouTube of guys that are hackers and they're good. And they turn around and they hack the scammers. And they literally go in and they hack their video feed, and it shows the feed and it shows the room where these people are calling and doing all of this stuff. And I've watched them get into their computer systems. And I've watched them wipe out all of their files just in order to stop them from hurting other people.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Paul, it's been interesting again having you back in studio, and appreciate you, and you have a great day out there.
All right. Well, thanks for having me in. I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right.